It's green field frequency. It's new frequency. It's clean. So dealing with issues around interference from nearby neighbors and things, we're resetting the clock on all of those issues.
Today on The Signal, the impact of 6 gigahertz spectrum on the hospitality industry.
Hey, this is Martha DeGrasse here again for Wi-Fi Alliance, and this is The Signal, our podcast where we give you the inside track on Wi-Fi. Today, we're going to be learning about a recent Wi-Fi 6E rollout at a hotel near London. These are meant to be smart conversations with industry leaders, and we are delighted to be welcomed by Darren Hermans. He is Director of Product Management at Cambium Networks. Darren, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to The Signal.
Oh, you're very welcome, Martha. I'm so glad to be here too.
Okay, so Darren, as we said, you were recently involved with a major Wi-Fi upgrade at a hotel near Heathrow in London. Can you start off by telling us why the hotel decided to switch to Wi-Fi 6E at this time?
Yeah, Martha, I've seen so many of this story over the years with hotels. The hotels deal with guest devices, and they need to support those guest devices. And so as the guest devices change over the years and people get the new iPhones, the latest Samsung phones, that profile in the hotel changes. Devices get smaller, devices become less powerful. And this hotel is a very common story with many hotels. They found themselves in a situation where their network no longer supported the types of devices the guests were bringing. Now, a lot of people look at that situation and they say, well, you know what, but Wi-Fi is backwards compatible. And yes, that is true. Wi-Fi as a technology is designed to be backwards compatible. But there becomes an asymmetry between the guest devices and that network infrastructure. And the asymmetry is when the network infrastructure is running old technology, but the guest devices are running the newest technology, those guest devices just don't like to connect to the old technology access points. They are actually searching for something newer. They're scanning and they're looking for a better connection and they just don't find it. And so oftentimes these guest devices could be a brand new iPhone supporting Wi-Fi 6, could be a brand new Samsung which supports Wi-Fi 6E. They're looking for those Wi-Fi 6E connections. They're looking for the Wi-Fi 6 and it's just not there. And so oftentimes those phones and those devices will disconnect from the network and they have to reconnect again. So it creates a bad experience for the guest. Now, this situation, this particular hotel we're talking about, the network there was installed and designed about 10 years ago. So that is literally, we could count about 4 different generations of technology that have changed in that 10 years of time. So that's a lot of asymmetry built into the infrastructure they had. And so that's why it just simply didn't work. And so they were not able to fill the conference space because they didn't have the Wi-Fi that was adequate to the new guest devices.
Okay. So can you give us an idea of the size of this hotel? How many guests can it accommodate? How many conference areas does it have?
Yeah, it's a nice hotel. It's very typical. You might consider, yeah, I've been in hotels like that. About 350 guest rooms. So it's a little bit larger than average. They have a couple of restaurants, a couple of bars, one upstairs, one downstairs. So nice large lobby, nice comfortable area. 20,000 square feet of meeting and event space. So the event space is spread amongst 2 areas of the hotel. In one side of the hotel, they have about 10,000 square feet of meeting rooms. And the other side is 10,000 square feet of event center. So you can sort of imagine a large ballroom and you open it up and yeah, sure, people come there for conferences, weddings. They host a lot of weddings. So this is a very typical type of hotel. Oh, by the way, one more thing on the premises, there's a nice spa. So when you're attending the conference, you can stay the extra day and you can go into the spa. So this is a very nice hotel, really suited for business travelers and conference attendees.
And I think you have a deep expertise in the hospitality space. So how important to a hotel is the conference business itself, typically in a hotel of this size? Because as you mentioned, that's the part of their business that I think was really hurt by their outdated Wi-Fi network.
Yes. And in fact, the COVID pandemic was a big hit on room occupancy, but it was even larger hit on food and beverage and events. So typically in the industry, it's about 25% of the revenue comes from food and beverage. That's a significant percentage of their revenue. In fact, the statistics show that in 2022, although the revenue per available room, the amount that they're charging for the room rate, that is about equal to 2019. So it's recovered pretty nicely. We've all seen that. We travel, we pay for those hotel rooms. We know that the rates are about the same. The food and beverage is still trending lower. It's about 11% lower than 2019 on the revenue side, but the profitability is increased 12% on average. So the importance of food and beverage just cannot be underestimated. Now, the conference business is also a massive driver for properties. It makes a huge difference when you're looking at the return on investment and calculating what am I going to recover this investment to upgrade the Wi-Fi. A conference, just one conference, doing the venue rental, the food and beverage that's associated with it, the room rates that are associated with it, you can recover the entire ROI in one conference.
That's so interesting. So you said that the revenue from food and beverage has gone down, but the profitability has gone up. So I'm guessing they're using fewer employees and getting people to order digitally, which would also rely on the network, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's an example of efficiency that has come as a result of COVID. And so, Martha, it's a good point you mentioned. There was a study done by published by Oracle late last year looking at people's interest and how it's changed pre-COVID to post-COVID. And today, they found a significant percentage. I want to say it was in the 60 percentile of people that said that they would like to see a hotel that has some touchless capabilities. So that's the digital thing you were talking about, being able to order things and doing room service all digital and never have to really interact with a person in some way. So this touchless technology is really coming. So in the F&B business for hospitality, another thing that COVID changed is it gave the hospitality industry a chance to look at all their efficiencies and inefficiencies across the entire business. And so they're able to really optimize things. So as we come out of COVID, we're finding that revenues are not yet fully recovered, but profitability is exceeding what it was pre-pandemic because of those efficiencies using touchless technologies over a network and using other efficiency standards that they can do in the industry. So overall, it really predicts a higher profitability curve for hotels. They're really entering a new bell curve now in their profitability based on food and beverage, events, and room revenue.
Okay, great. Thanks for explaining all that. Let's talk a little bit about the deployment. What were some of the biggest challenges you faced?
Well, we mentioned earlier, you asked me why the hotel needed to upgrade, and I mentioned this asymmetry problem between the types of devices the guests bring and the network that's in the hotel. That actually becomes a bit of a problem here. That's one of the challenges we face. The first challenge is that we had to look at how many devices are at the curve, at that point in their life cycle, where they're shifting to Wi-Fi 6E, this 6 gigahertz new capability. We find that there just isn't enough devices yet. So we had to architect a network that would still support the predominant type of devices guests bring, which today is going to be a Wi-Fi 6. That's going to be your iPhone 14, your Samsungs and Google phones and so forth, different brands that people use. We have to support those devices, but we also have to be prepared for what happens next year when 6 gigahertz networking arrives. So that's a big decision point. And that's a challenge. So what we deployed was a technology that has a software-defined radio. And with that SDR radio, we can run it in 5 gigahertz mode, which is what the standard we use today. And then next year, we can actually take one of the radios and we can turn it on 6 gigahertz. So we can now bridge these two different technologies. So that was a big challenge. We had to deal with that issue and make sure we made the right decision. So we do expect in the next 1.5 years, we expect this year that Apple will release a 6 gigahertz capable phone. And so over the next 1.5 years, we expect that about 50% of guest devices in a conference hotel like this one in London will actually support that new 6 gigahertz technology. So the beautiful thing here is this Heathrow hotel is now prepared. It's prepared for what they need today, and it's prepared for what they need next year and the year after that. Martha, let me give you some other challenges that this particular property had. Time to market. Once the property owner had secured the budget, talked to their F&B salespeople, and they knew this particular large conference was coming up at the end of May, they had a very short window of time to get the entire project designed, provisioned, installed, troubleshoot, perfected, fine-tuned, all of those things that go into deploying a Wi-Fi network. So they had about 3 weeks. And so that's a very short period of time. So 3 weeks from budget to deployment. And that's a challenge that will be very familiar to a lot of the listeners here in the MSPs that service the hospitality industry. And so that's a challenge they had, and we were able to meet that challenge. Not only Cambium Networks provide the right equipment at the right time, but also the partner in this case. The partner, Terran Microsystems, was very efficient, effective. They knew exactly what to do, and they had laid out the entire sequence of events that they needed to accomplish all those objectives.
Okay, good. So I know that you have already had trial by fire, right? There have already been some pretty big events at the hotel since you deployed, right?
Yes. In fact, I mentioned at the end of May, at the end of that three-week deployment window, they hosted a conference and it was a fabulous success. We loved the statistics. Our engineers were actually checking online. We checked every day with the partner, how's things going? Tell us how it's going. And it was a success. People were connected in their guest rooms, in the restaurant, in the bar, in the lobby, and importantly in the meeting rooms. They told me one of the meeting rooms ended up with just a single access point in that meeting room. And typically we like to have some overlapping coverage, but this particular room ended up with one access point and they had over 300 devices connected. I think it was 320 devices connected to that single access point because of that tri-band capabilities, 2.4 gigahertz plus 5 gigahertz, plus that new frequency, 6 gigahertz that we talked about, and being able to deploy that technology, they were able to get a high density of conference attendees in that meeting room.
Do you have any idea what kind of speeds those people were seeing on their devices?
Yeah, absolutely. The property was seeing speeds over in excess of 200 megabits per second.
Yeah, so, that's nice.
And at those kinds of speeds, it's more than enough for all the things they were doing. Of course, people were primarily there for work. They were for business. They were attending a business conference. So they would be online doing email, uploading PowerPoints, downloading PowerPoints, updating things at the last minute. And boy, if you've worked with PowerPoint lately, we're all getting a little bit numb to the size of these files, aren't we? I just saw a file the other day from a coworker. It was over 20 megabits per second. It's 25 megabits per second. I'm sorry, 25 megabytes, the file. So, wow, we are sending PowerPoints that are massive. They're 10 times greater than they ever were years ago. And so having that 200 megabits per second link in that conference space, there was no problem. Everything they needed to do.
Okay. Any advice for other venues thinking about a Wi-Fi upgrade like this?
So keep an eye on the inflection points in the industry. And I've mentioned this a couple of times about we're at this strange junction right now. And this junction happens every 4 to 5 years, the typical guest devices changes. So 10 years ago, the typical guest device was Wi-Fi 4. Wi-Fi 4 was fine in 2010. But around 2014 or 15, it shifted dramatically. In about a year, now is Wi-Fi 5. And that also went through some smaller shifts. And then we have, a couple years ago, we had the shift to Wi-Fi 6. So right now, here in 2023, we're at the junction point of the new technology. So keep an eye on those inflection points. And so time your deployment so that you can capture the new technology. Now, if you're at that point in your budgeting where you have to do the upgrade this year, but you're not quite sure if you want to buy yesterday's technology or next year's technology, don't worry about it. Go ahead and do the upgrade. Get it done. Because there's technology available today that has software-defined capabilities, so you can use today's technology and flip the switch next year or the year after, whenever you're ready for it, and support that new technology when it comes out. So there's the right technology today to help you transition those critical junctions. So keep an eye on those inflection points. Watch what Apple does this year coming up in September. And if they switch to 6 gigahertz, start planning right away.
Good advice. Okay. Thinking beyond the specific use case, let's talk more broadly about the future of hospitality, MDUs. How do you see 6 gigahertz shaping that future?
6 gigahertz is exciting. Some of the headlines you'll see on that, people say it's the greatest expansion in Wi-Fi in 20 years. And they're not wrong. They're not wrong. But let's talk about why that is and what the practical aspects of that are. So 6 gigahertz will expand the Wi-Fi spectrum. Expands it 3 times, a factor of 3x, in most markets. Now, in some markets, it'll expand it by 2x, but you're between 2x and 3x on the expansion of Wi-Fi. That's a significant increase in the amount of frequency, the amount of spectrum that we'll be able to use to support new devices. So MDUs, apartment MDUs, long-term care facilities, dormitory housing for school systems, all of these things are looking at new applications like augmented reality and virtual reality. Just look at the investments that tech companies are doing in augmented reality systems. Of course, I've been watching Apple with their Vision Pro, but they're not the only ones. There are many, many players, and some of them are bringing very unique solutions into these markets. All of these types of solutions, these new applications, are going to drive the need for bandwidth, so speed, but also very low latency. So 6 gigahertz gives us both of those things. It gives us massive bandwidth. We can literally increase the throughput per device by almost by an order of magnitude. 10 times would not be impractical. But importantly, we can also decrease the latency that those packets arrive. Latency means a delay, a small delay. And when you're talking about things like augmented reality, you don't want any delays, because any delay is going to be a blip and it's going to ruin the entire experience. You need that continuous, smooth flow of data. The third thing that 6 gigahertz does, it's green field frequency. It's new frequency. It's clean. So dealing with issues around interference from nearby neighbors and things, we're resetting the clock on all of those issues. The clock is now being set back 20 years with new clean frequency that we can use to deploy these high-speed, low-latency networks.
Awesome. Darren Hermans, Director of Product Management at Cambium Networks. Thank you so much for being here on The Signal. This has been really great.
It was my pleasure to join, Martha. Call anytime. I'd love to talk about this more.
Yeah, we'll hope to have you back. Next time you have a big story to share, we'll invite you back. All right, that is our show. Don't forget to check the show notes for more resources and be sure to follow The Signal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music to get all the latest episodes straight to your device. For all things Wi-Fi, check out Wi-Fi Alliance. That's y-fi.org. I'm Martha DeGrasse. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us next time on The Signal.